USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Senate Republican says she met with President Trump last week and he agreed to expand a list of potential Supreme Court nominees from a list he had put together last November.
One of them I voted against years ago.
Senator Susan Collins also saying she'd only support nominees who have respect for legal precedent, saying she doesn't want them overturning Roe v. Wade on abortion.
I wanted a nominee who would respect precedent.
The president telling Fox News, though, access to abortions could end up being a state-by-state issue as a consequence of the Supreme Court decisions after he appoints a successor to Kennedy. The FBI says it's foiled what was going to be a 4th of July terror attack in downtown Cleveland, and a suspect's now in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In his first interview since it was revealed he's under investigation for potential campaign finance violations, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer Michael Cohen tells ABC News he may cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He says that the president is not his first loyalty, that family and country are. Cohen would not say whether the president requested that he make a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 campaign. President Trump congratulating Mexico's next president, reaching out to Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador on Twitter, saying he looks forward to working with him. He adds, there's much to be done that will benefit both the U.S. and Mexico. Oil prices down this morning as Saudi Arabia and Russia increase output. International benchmark Brent crude is down 53 cents a barrel. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
Officials have arrested a California man who they say threatened to kill the FCC chairman's family over the net neutrality repeal. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A Justice Department release identified the person arrested as Makara Mann of Norwalk, California. According to an affidavit obtained by the Washington Post, the man allegedly sent the emails to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai. In one of the emails, he threatened to kill him and his children. The FBI said Mann admitted sending the emails because he was angry about net neutrality and wanted to scare him. The FCC voted in December to repeal the so-called net neutrality regulations, which were policies that treated Internet service providers like a public utility. If convicted, Mann could face up to 10 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
At least one American tourist is dead, 10 people injured after a tour boat explodes in the Bahamas over the weekend, and fewer Americans are expected to celebrate their Independence Day by spending their money this week. The National Retail Federation says over 216 million Americans do plan to observe Independence Day, and that's slightly down from last year's 219 million. At least 153 million Americans say they're planning a picnic or a cookout with friends and family. Even on holidays, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.